Blog Talk Radio.
We love you, we love you, we love you, Lord, today, because you care for us in such a special way. That's why we praise you, we lift you up, and we magnify your name. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. With praise. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord, today. Because you care for us in such a special way. That's why we praise you, we lift you up, and we magnify your name. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. Most gracious Father, we do say thank you for one more day that you have blessed us to rise, to shine, and to give you the glory. We honor you. We magnify you, Father God. Hallelujah. We declare your praise in all of the earth, Father God. Thank you for one more day. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day. Father God, we thank you for it, and now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold this day according to your wisdom and your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, we ask you to squash every satanic agenda, plot, plan, scheme, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up to come against us, our families, and our destinies this day, as we stand on the promises of your word to decree and declare that absolutely no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises in judgment is already condemned. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. We embrace the gifts of this day, and now we surrender the day back over to you, that you will unfold it according to your will being done on earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Bless our services today. We thank you for the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where we've been, where we are, and where we are going. We say thank you, Father God, for all of your people working in this part of the vineyard to glorify Jesus as Lord and Jesus as Savior. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Now, Father, may the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength, O Lord, our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever and forever and forevermore. And our soul says, Amen. Amen and amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership, where Jesus Christ is the Lord. As we are rejoicing in this brand new day that the Lord God, he has made from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great, 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 great. And God's name is greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. We want to welcome all of our first time listeners. Amen. Amen. With us on our platform, our fellowship platform. Amen. We actually have church on conference. Amen. This is not a prayer call. Amen. This is a church call. If you want to do the prayer call, you got to meet us back at 12 o'clock and meet us back at 9 o'clock where we pray. Amen. On this platform, we have church. There's no time and distance in the spirit. So it affords us the opportunity, amen, to have church, because the truth of the matter is we are the church. Come on, somebody. Every place we go, here come the church. Amen. And so we want to bless God. Amen. We pray that everyone is excited in this brand new day, a day we have never seen, never known, and a day we will never see and never know no more. Amen. So we thank God for the gift of life. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. We've been celebrating Women's History Month. For the month of March, amen, has been very, very insightful, amen, delightful, encouraging, and I don't know about you, amen, but I know I have gleaned so much in these different women, amen, that we can learn something from each of them, all of them, the good, the bad, and the ugly, amen, the good, amen, we want to be good like they were good. And the bad and the ugly, we want to make sure that we're not bad and ugly like them. Glory be to God. And the truth of the matter is we're all bad and ugly, because we are all naughty by nature, born in sin and shaping in iniquity. So the truth of the matter is we could probably find ourselves in some of those naughty women. But guess what? God is able to turn naughtiness around. God is able to turn naughtiness into righteousness. God is able to turn ugly into good and dark into light. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. So this is where we're coming from. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not about where you've been. Hallelujah. It's about where you can go if you want to go. He'll take you there. He'll take you there. Y'all know that song. Well, God will take you there. Amen. But you got to be willing. Amen. To walk with him. Amen. So we bless be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. To God be praised. Amen. Today we are going to be, amen, getting some insight on Sarah. Oh, yeah. Oh, Mother Sarah, the official first lady of faith. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Coming to us this morning. Amen. Glory be to God, all the way from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Amen. We want to thank God for this woman of God. Amen. She is committed. She is committed to the call. She is sold out to Jesus. She is committed to the kingdom. She is committed to the work at hand. Amen. Glory be to God. Not playing games. Amen. But in it to win it. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And we bless God. I'm telling you, anybody that has this woman on their side in their endeavors, they have a friend. They have a partner. Amen. Glory be to God. The apostle, amen, before God took Apostle Turner home, amen, and he said to her, which I totally agree, and this was years ago, he said, this woman here will go down on a sinking ship. And I have known an elder for, I don't know, maybe about 30 years or more. Amen. I consider her to be my friend. Amen. Glory be to God, my personal friend. Friend in ministry. Amen. Glory be to God. And indeed, she is a woman. Amen. If she's in it, she's in it. If you going down, she going down. But because she's in it, she going to make sure you don't go down. And I'm telling you, it's hard to find people like that. I'm talking about none other than our elder Valerie Carte Powell. Amen. Glory be. We can't forget the power. She's still a newlywed. Hasn't been a year yet. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Our brother Gary Powell. Amen. Glory be to God. We welcome him. Amen. To the ministry. Amen. If his wife is here, he is here because he hasn't stopped her. Some men will come in and try to change the game, you know, but we see here brother Gary is encouraging her to continue. Amen. To become. And I'm telling you, that's what a true relationship is about. It just makes you better. Amen. Don't come to take nothing. It comes to give. Amen. So we want to thank God. Amen. So without any further ado, amen, at this time, amen, I'd like to, amen, introduce to some and present to others, amen, our elder Carte Powell, amen, that we might receive her this morning for her grace and receive her this morning for her abilities. Amen. Elder Powell, are you there?
Praise the Lord, Pastor Bradford. Yes, I'm here.
Good morning to you, and amen. Thank you for serving on this morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you. Thank you, thank
You're
you,
welcome.
Thank you. And thank you
You're
for
welcome.
That introduction.
The floor is yours.
As usual. Praise the Lord. First of all, I want to say good morning, and good morning to you all. Praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will continue to be glad and rejoice in it. Dr. Bradford, I bring honor to you in the name of Jesus. I honor the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father. I also give honor to my husband. As you mentioned, wherever I am, he is. And he is certainly a source of encouragement to me. And for that, I'm grateful. Good morning, saints of the Most High God, prayer partners and friends. Good morning. And I give honor to you also in the name of Jesus. The word is already blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you for the prayer. And now I said, let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, Lord. Use me for your glory. Now I decrease so you may increase, Holy Spirit, and have the use of my voice in Jesus' name. Today I will be talking about biblical Sarah. Who is Sarah? Sarah is the wife of Abraham. It is a Hebrew word meaning noble woman or a princess. Sarah became the mother of the nations, and kings came from her womb, according to promise. We see that Sarah is the first of four matriarchs with the Jewish people. The other three are Rebecca, Rachel, and Leah. And while I'm mentioning the matriarch, I know that it's mothers. Today is we are celebrating Women's Month. We do have by their side the patriarchs of the Jewish people, and they are Abram, Isaac, and Jacob. But Sarah, she symbolized motherhood for the entire world. The Jewish Torah presents her as a prophet and a righteous woman whose actions are worthy to emulate. She converted Gentiles and drew them into the bosom of Judaism. And one of such person, an example, is Hagar, who was an Egyptian. God changed Sarah's name from Sarai to Sarah, meaning the mother of nations, one of the ruling ones. In Genesis chapter 15 and 5, there was a promise that was given by God unto Abraham. It reads, and he brought him forth abroad and said, look now towards heaven and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. The story of Sarah can be found in Genesis 15 through 17. Now, today, there are many aspects of Sarah that I could mention today. I could mention about the family ties. I could mention about her prophetic anointing and the righteousness of women, her beauty, is so astounding that we could spend a whole morning on that. We could talk about her going down to Egypt and going back and forth, traveling with her husband, and the things that they went through during the time. But today, we will be talking about her barrenness. Know Sarah to be Sarah and Sarah's story. When we think about Sarah, we think about her miraculous pregnancy. For many of us, when we hear of Sarah conceived with a child at the age of 90 years old and her husband being 100 years old, we would say, oh, it's a miracle. God is able. But let us roll back the curtain of time from 90 years of age to a childbearing age, let's say between 1920, there about 25. Let's say roll it back to some 70 years. That's a lot of time. It's a lot of time to be waiting to be conceived, waiting on the promise, not to mention the stigma that goes along with it. And that is her barrenness, the woman behind the name. Sarah, she was beautiful to look at, according to scriptures. She was submissive and passive. Her name denotes that. She was a good wife. She puts her life on the line to save her husband's life. Several times. One of them is even by saying that her husband was her brother because she didn't want him to be killed based upon the countries that they were going in, the people that they were meeting, and because she was such a fine woman to look at. Kings wanted her hand in marriage. And what would normally happen in those days? They would kill the husband to get the woman and make them her wife. But right away, Sarah claims to be her husband's sister, which is not too far from the truth, to save the life of her husband. And now we see she has been given a prophecy, a promise, which seems impossible to carry out. The old tribe is looking to her to fulfill that prophecy, and nothing is happening. She can't conceive, and her clock is ticking. Her biological clock is ticking away. What was it like for Sarah? We've seen here where virtue and patience come into play. The long-promised pregnancy, the fulfillment of her and Abram's heart's desire was a test of her patience and the end of her curse of barrenness. She had carried this burden of barrenness since she became the wife to Abraham, and to compound on it, the long-waiting promise of a child given by God himself. Sylvia Plath, a poet, she wrote a poem, Barren Woman. And to summarize the poem, it says that the barren woman, she described the state of a barren woman as being a state of emptiness. She's likened herself to a desired space, a museum without statues, at its center a fountain, which rather than issuing life, recycles its water, which sinks back into itself. She imagined herself as a mother, but recognizes that nothing can happen. The only one who pays attention to her is the moon, silently but ineffectually trying to soothe her. A museum without statue. Sarah lived a life of anticipation. As the months rolls on, she would say, the next month, and the next month, the next month the child will be given. But that month came and nothing happened. So it's the next month. It's the next month. And she did this for approximately 70 years. The Lord has promised, but somehow the next month never came. And I suppose Sarah began to fret that her husband Abraham would put her away because of her barrenness. And that's what it was like in those days. Be fruitful and multiply was the word given unto God when he created the man and the woman. Having children, having their quiver full of them was a blessing to a family. And when you cannot bear children, it's like a curse. It's like a shame. The woman would go around with their head bowed down in shame because she cannot bring forth fruit unto her husband. What do you do when you are in a relationship, when you're in a marriage, and you realize you can't fulfill that desire to your partner? I can just imagine what was going on in Sarah's head. There were no peace within because there were no children, and the constant reminder of the promise, the constant reminder of the prophecy over their lives. For her, it was like failing to do something every other woman could do, and she could not. It wasn't her fault. Now she started questioning God. Why? Why, Lord? I can imagine her sleeping, going to bed night after night, crying silent tears because she cannot give to her husband what he desired. She cannot fulfill that promise that was prophesied over them. Her faith and her patience have been tested. There's a saying that says, desperate needs call for desperate measure. In Genesis 15 and 5, as I mentioned earlier, Sarah was told that her children, she would bring forth children, she would be called mother of the nation. Her children would be like the stars in the skies, the sand on the seas, that cannot be counted. Sarah exclaimed to Abraham, when she talked to Abraham, and there are many parts of Sarah's story when she laughed, because the promise was told to her, and she was like, sure, to herself, sure, oh yeah, sure. And the promise, not just once, not just twice, but the promise came again and again and again unto Sarah and unto her husband, Abraham. But then, in Sarah's mind, she's thinking, what did God say? What did God say? Did God say that I will have a child? I will bring forth a child? It would be my descendant? I don't think so. Abraham, he said, Abraham, your descendant. He did not say me. So now here I am, 90 years old. It could never be me. It must be someone else. And now the pain starts all over again, the hurt, not just in her mind, in her body, in her soul, but now it hits her heart. Is this promise for Abraham and someone else, another wife maybe? Now I'm out of this prophecy. It's not me. It must be someone else. Sarah explained to Abraham, God said, your descendants, not mine. At that moment, Sarah plotted and she schemed on how to fulfill this prophecy given to both her and Abraham by giving her maidservant Hagar as a surrogate mother to her husband to wife. Thus, Ishmael was born, and the course of history was changed. And today, we are experiencing the consequences of Sarah's mistake. We know that God is true to his word. God is true to his promise. Isaac was born, and he became one of the three patriarchs amongst the Jewish people. Sarah was made to laugh again. We know this because the name Isaac means laughter. He laughs. The story of the matriarch Sarah, the woman behind the name, is no different than what we face in our daily life and our walk with God. She's the mother of the nation, yet she experienced feelings. She experienced the things that we as women go through, not just women, but men on a whole, the people on a whole, men, women, children. We experience things in our lives where we question God. God, is this you? Did you really mean it? Did you say that? It may not be our barrenness, but something else. It may be a career change. It may be decisions you have to make pertaining to your family, pertaining to your financials. It may be decisions you have to make pertaining to your place of worship. Should I go? Should I go not? When things like that reaches us, we enter into a crisis of belief. Okay, God, what do I do? Where do I go? Now we start seeking answers from others. We'll go to our best friends, who might not even have our interest at heart. And we're talking to them. We're asking for their advice instead of listening to the word of God and what God says. You may have received a prophetic word over your life for some time now, and it has not come to pass. You shall be the head and not the tail. You shall be the lender and not the borrower. But why am I still at the state of life that I'm in right now? Why am I still borrowing from my neighbor? Isn't what God said pertaining to my life, what he said, isn't it true? Why can't I see the light? Why can't I go above the state that I'm living in right now? Didn't God say that I am blessed? I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the fields. I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed coming in. But why am I living like this? I don't have a roof over my head. There's no food on the table. But yet, I am the king's kid. And then we lost hope. We lost sight of the word that God has given unto us. And then we, like Sarah, tries to help God out. We try to go in and we try to make to, to make things happen. Let's put it that way. And that's exactly what Sarah did. She tried to help God out. And that was the worst thing that she could ever do, the worst mistake that she could ever do. So my word to you is, don't give up. If he said it, he will do it. Don't lose hope. Have faith in God. Exercise patience. Psalms 27:14 says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he will strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, unto the Lord. He will direct your path. And I'm speaking to all the women today and men. Sarah, we like Sarah, it doesn't matter what state we are, what position in life we are. Sarah was a matriarch of the Jewish people, but yet she fell short. We fall short many times. Many times. But while we study these ladies of the Bible, these women of the Bible, let us glean from them. As Pastor Bradford says, there is the good, the bad, and the ugly. Let us glean the good. God said in his word that before us it's life and death. Choose one. He did not leave us to decide on our own. He went ahead and he said, choose life. Choose life this day. So today and going forward, let us stick to the word of God. Let us choose the path of righteousness. Let us choose to obey. Again, I remember Deuteronomy 28. He said, if you listen and obey, you will be blessed. And he pronounced a blessing upon the nations because you listen and you obey. So let us be a listener and also let us obey the word of the Lord. And as prophecy comes forth, we believe in the prophecies. We believe in the word of God. God is saying, yes. To your directions and what he promises you or what you ask for, ask and it shall be given unto you, he says. Seek and it shall be found. But then God, who knows all things, the creator of the universe, the one who creates us, he knows what our ending from our beginning. He can see what we can't see. He might have said, not now, my child. Yes, it's yours, but not now. He might want you to wait until you're ready to receive that blessing, the ones that he has in store for you. He's trying to prepare you for something, but right now in the state that you're in, you can't receive it. So he wants you to be prepared, and he's preparing you. So don't give up hope. Be patient. Wait upon the Lord, and he will renew your strength. Wait, I say, upon the Lord. He will give you the desires of your heart. Amen, amen, and amen. That concludes my portion, my contribution to Women's Month by bringing forth the life of Sarah, the woman behind the name. Amen. Dr. Bradford, I hand it over back to you.
Amen, amen, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord, Elder. Amen. That was very refreshing. Amen. Very encouraging. Amen. Word. Amen on Sarah. Amen. Glory be to God. Motherhood, the motherhood of the nations. Amen. The Jews and the Gentiles. Amen. The woman behind the name and the woman behind the man. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. How you focused on her barrenness. Amen. But she overcame the stigma. Amen. She waited years and years and years, the ridicule. Amen. But she waited. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It was a test of her faith. It was a test of her patience. Amen. Glory be to God. And she failed. Amen. Hallelujah. She got a little desperate. Amen. Like we all tend to do sometimes. She took some desperate measures. Amen. But in spite of that, amen, glory be to God, because she served a God who could not lie, she experienced the miracle. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And she experienced the miracle in the season of waiting. Oh, there's a blessing in waiting. My God, my God, my God. There's a blessing. I'm waiting. Amen. Because as you said, God does not need any help. No help. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. My God, can we learn something from Sarah? I think so. Amen. We're going to wait. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. Hallelujah. My God, we're going to wait. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Well done. Well done. Well done. Amen. The woman behind the name. Amen. The woman, amen, behind the man. Amen. Her season of waiting, she experienced the miracle. My God. And to God be praised. Thank you, Elder. Amen. We appreciate you. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise. To God be all the glory. And to God be all the honor. We want you to know, amen, that our Elder Valerie, amen, glory be to God, is a glory be to God, a realtor, amen, hallelujah. She's a licensed real estate agent, amen, in the state of Pennsylvania. Very experienced. She was trained by one of the best. experienced and honest.
Yes, I was.
Okay. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. And very experienced, very honest. Over 30 years in the industry. All right. So if you're looking to purchase, you're looking to rent, you need some real estate, you need to transfer a deed, okay, you need to give Valerie a call. You need to give Valerie a call. Okay. So glory be to God. I don't know if you want to put your number out there, but everybody has my number. Either way you do it, amen. If you contact me, say you need Elder Valerie. Valerie, you have your business number here. Let's just put it out here in the universe.
All
right, give everybody your number.
215-767-7637.
7637. Don't make a move. Don't close that transaction until you talk to Elder Powell.
And I'm open Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday.
Nine to five.
Interest rates are still low.
Go ahead. Rates are doable at the moment.
Say it again.
But things are changing. The rates are doable. It is rising, but at a fast pace.
All right. Come on. Some of you need to buy some investments. All right. When you rent, let me tell you something about renting has its place. All right. But let me tell you something about renting. You just throwing money out the window every month. You just throwing money out the window every month. I don't care if you're paying $200. I know some people are paying almost $2,000, $3,000 a month rent, $40,000 a year out the window. Come on, let's think smart. Glory be. Some of you have real estate you want to sell. Okay, you got transactions you need to make. You need to talk to a professional. Okay, give Elder Carte a call. Okay, and let me tell you something. I know I wouldn't be endorsing her like this if I wasn't sure she's going to take good care of you. Amen. And glory be to God. And to God be all the praise, the glory, and all the honor. Amen. Thank you, sister. We appreciate you. Amen. Excellent. Very graciously. You presented that very graciously. Amen. And God bless you and have a wonderful, glorious day. Amen. In Jesus' name. Let Brother Gary know that we are going to be doing the men's month. We're doing the women's history month. We're going to be doing men's history month. So just let Brother, just drop a seed. And I know Brother Gary, he ain't far. Amen. Yeah, Brother Gary, I'm talking to you. Good morning. Amen. Don't be surprised if Pastor Bradford reach out to you. Good morning, brother. How are you?
I'm doing excellent.
Good to hear your voice. I knew you were somewhere close by. That's what a good man do. A good man say real close by his good woman. Amen. Glory be to God. good to hear your voice this morning, brother. And I'm just talking right now. Amen. I'm going to be reaching out to some of the men for the men's history month. I'm not sure if that's going to be next month, April or May, but I just know it's in the works. And so don't be surprised when you get a call from Pastor Bradford into coming and expounding. We feel the anointing on you, brother. We know you're a teacher. We can feel it. Amen. And you might want to expound on one of the men in the Bible. So just want to put that out there. Amen. So I love you both.
Okay.
Amen. And yes. And have a wonderful and a glorious day in the Lord.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank
You're welcome.
You, Pastor.
You're welcome. God bless you. All right. We
bless
be the name. We bless be the name of the Lord. You've heard it. Amen. There it is, Sarah. Amen. Coming from our Elder Carte with the backup. Amen. Of Brother Powell. Was that not beautiful? Or was that not beautiful? Husband and wife. I love a husband and wife team. Boy, I tell you, you can get so much more done. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One can chase 1,000 and two can chase 10,000.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Amen. It's a beautiful. God knew what he was doing. Amen. God knew what he was doing.
Amen.
It's not good for man to be alone. Amen. So, amen. Glory be to God. Sarah, the woman behind, I think you said the name, but I said, and the woman behind the man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Every successful man knows, amen, that his success was obtained because he had a good woman. Amen. By his side. And then, and the woman can say the same, every successful woman, amen, because there's a good man, amen, hallelujah. But we want to thank God for the man, Jesus, because if you don't have nobody else, saints, amen, when you got Jesus, amen, hallelujah, you got enough, amen, hallelujah, you can make it. So we bless God. Amen. Hallelujah. We want to invite everybody to please meet us. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. At the altar of prayer today. Amen. We'll be there at 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock tonight. Come on. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray and let us keep on praying. Why? Because prayer works. Amen. Amen. Tomorrow we will be talking about Bathsheba. Everybody know Bathsheba. Amen. King David. Woo, King David. He fell for this beauty. Amen. Glory be to God. He paid for it too. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're going to be hearing about her life on tomorrow, Lord's willing. Amen. And to God be praise, glory, and honor. I believe that is it. Amen. Tomorrow night. Amen. It's our Bible study night. Amen. Wednesday night's Bible study at 8 o'clock. Amen. And to God be praise. Amen. Glory be to God. Everybody, amen, will be receiving a text message. Amen. Invite you to come and join our Facebook group page. Amen. We called it embracing. I know we called it, amen, hallelujah, expanding our capacity to lead. God wants to expand our capacity by expanding the you in you. Oh, my God, Jesus, I feel the anointing. Amen. Hallelujah. Beloved, we're in the season to make it happen. Amen. And so we bless God. All right. Amen. Hallelujah. That's it for the day. Amen. Mark your calendars for this Friday night is our praise party at 9 o'clock. Bring your own praise. Amen. Come with your songs, your testimonies. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your readings. Amen. We just come to have a good time. Amen. Our sister, amen, Thurman, she heads that up for us every other Friday night. So we look forward to those parties. Amen. In Jesus' name. Thank everybody, amen, for stopping by today. Guess what? Lord's willing, we will be here tomorrow. We meet on this platform 6 days a week, amen, and we've been meeting here for over 11 years, consistently, faithfully, amen, going until year number 12, amen, the year, the number for government, amen. So come on back tomorrow, Lord's willing, amen. Father God, we say thank you for the service. We say thank you for the life of Sarah. Father God, hallelujah, that she experienced a miracle, Father God, through patience. Oh, my God, Jesus. Patience has its reward. Faith has its reward. Father God, hallelujah. And every soul, Father God, that is born again into your kingdom is a fruit of Abraham and Sarah, even today. My God, Jesus. Woo, my God, Jesus. Years and years ago. Father God, 4,000, 5,000 years ago, and here, Father God, your word is continually producing, and it will never, ever fail. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you for Elder Valerie, God. Thank you for her. Bless her business. Bless her marriage, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Brother Gary, Father God, whatever his line of work is, bless him, Father God. Father God, just Father God, may no man be able to pluck, Father God, what you have put together in the name of Jesus. So we release blessing on this new relationship, Father, newlyweds, Father God, delightful. May they continue to expand, Father God, and promote the kingdom in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Father, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. Hallelujah, we cancel bad news, we cancel tears, we cancel sorrow. It will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Now, unto him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and then, forever and forever and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, amen, amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. I love you. I love you. I love you. Glory be to God. In case anybody changed their mind about the choir rehearsal, amen, for Easter Sunday, amen, they're going to have two more rehearsals, amen, on this Wednesday night. And one more Wednesday, amen. So just give me a call. Let me know you're interested. It'd be so good, amen. Amen, for us to fellowship together, amen, on Easter Sunday at Pastor Westfield, who's my mama, amen, her church, Temple of Refuge Church. I'm excited about it. I pray that everybody can come. And if you, right now, I think they have 12 people in the choir, amen, if you want to, amen, jump on in, you still got time, amen. God bless you, amen. I love you. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Amen. I think I said it. I'm going to say it again. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. And Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen. And amen again. And to God be praise. And God be glory. God be honored.
I'm going to wait on you. Help me to wait on you. Help me to wait on you. I'm going to wait. Until I hear from you, I wait for you to see me through. I hide in your word and know it's true. Stand still till you tell me to move. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. Help me to wait. for you to see me through. Abide in your word and know it's true. Stand still and wait until I hear from you. Lord, help me to wait on you patiently. And Lord, help me to seek your face while I'm waiting. Set in your word, be anxious for nothing, so I'll continue serving you. Yes, I'll continue praising you. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. I'm waiting for you to see me through. Hide in your word, you know it's true. Stand still, see, tell me to move. I'm gonna wait until I hear from you. Help me, Jesus, for you to see me through. Oh, hide in your word. Praising you, oh, while I wait until I hear from you. Help me, Jesus, for you to see me through. Oh, hide in your word and know it's true. Oh, Lord, I need you. I'll wait until I hear from you. Somebody may need to wait for God to tell you what to do.
Wait on.
Be still and wait on.